USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump recognizes Chairman Kim's desire for security and is prepared to ensure that a North Korea free of weapons of mass destruction is also a secure North Korea.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking as President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet face-to-face behind closed doors in Singapore, talking about denuclearization of the North and some help with their economic situation. Security is tied around the side of the summit with American and North Korean flags put up. The president expected back in Washington late Tuesday. Some tense moments Monday at the Justice Department after reports of an active shooter surface. For a time late afternoon, the streets outside the D.C. building lined with squad cars. Pennsylvania Avenue shut down, and moments later, the all-clear given, an investigation underway. Net neutrality officially ending on Monday. The Obama-era regulations preventing ISPs from slowing down content or charging more for delivery of other content. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A New York man sentenced to 15 years in prison for traveling to Turkey to join ISIS. Arafat Nagi had a history of graphic and violent social media posts, but argued in court he wanted to help victimize Syrians and never wanted to be a fighter. He first went in 2012, got sick and came back early, was arrested in 2015 while planning a trip back with plans to continue into Syria. A new round of charges reportedly coming for former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, and they're expected on Friday. Manafort facing charges related to witness tampering. Special counsel Robert Mueller bringing the new charges this week. He's also prosecuting Manafort for conspiracy and money laundering as the investigation into the 2016 presidential campaign continues. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signing a bill into law allowing gamblers to start betting on sports by Thursday. The Democratic governor signing the bill less than a month after the state won a Supreme Court victory to allow all states to allow sports gambling. That bill unanimously passing the New Jersey legislature last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mayors from Denver, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and West Sacramento want marijuana removed from the federal list of illegal drugs. The mayor's backing a resolution at a conference in Boston asking the government to remove cannabis from a list of illegal drugs, saying cannabis prohibition has failed. The U.S. imposing more sanctions on Russia. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Treasury Department says the sanctions are another response to Russian cyber attacks against the U.S. and its allies. The sanctions targeting five Russian firms and three Russian individuals. In a statement released on Monday morning, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the cyber attacks jeopardize the safety and security of the United States and its allies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It will no longer be the International House of Pancakes. IHOP announcing Monday some of their restaurants are going to become IHOB, the B standing for burgers. They say it's not a permanent change, but the goal was to promote their new line of burgers. Most of the chain restaurants will stick with IHOP. And if you're in the market for a flamethrower, the new torch guns from Elon Musk are available on eBay. Buyers got their hands on them Saturday for about $500. And less than 24 hours later, many were listed on eBay for thousands of dollars. Some with a buy-it-now price of $20,000, and for legal reasons, the machines are named not a flamethrower. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio.